points. The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
Oh, my God. Secretly recorded phone calls. At least I think they are. I have a theory about this.
Really?
Between Michael Cohen and Tom Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Arnold.
Fascinating.
Who was Roseanne Barr's ex-husband. And I don't know who's crazier. Do you see that Roseanne Barr says she's like a dope fiend now and she's... Pictures of her were very bad over the weekend in the tabs.
I did not see them.
Yeah. Now, apparently, Michael Cohen, how they ended up on the phone together, still a little elusive.
He says that
to
he
me.
Called him, this is what Tom Arnold says, and I agree with you, not everything's adding up here. He called Michael Cohen to give him moral support, secretly recorded the conversation.
Mm-hmm. That's what you do for your friends.
Michael Cohen is my role model.
Uh-huh.
Not all adding up.
Okay. Well, let's take a little listen.
Yeah, you would think that you would have folks, you know, stepping up and saying, you know what, this guy's lost everything.
Yeah.
I mean, everything. My family's happiness, my law license, I lost my business, I lost, everything, my insurance, my bank accounts, all for what? Because Trump, had an affair with a porn star? That's really what this is about.
Is Tom Arnold playing music on a keyboard back there?
I don't know.
So he's doing too.
Very drama filled. I don't know if that's the way he submitted it to the Wall Street Journal or when he leaked it or what.
I don't know.
I added a little bit of flair.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the guys at the Wall Street Journal, because they're known for flair over at the Wall Street Journal.
That's why it doesn't make sense. Why would he? Let's put
music behind
it. The whole thing.
Here's more.
I love this woman. Yes, I'm not going to let her get dragged into the mud of this crap. And I never thought the judge was going to throw a 3-year freaking sentence. It's maddening. That's the
yeah.
Point.
Yeah.
You take it. But I had a mission that I needed to fulfill. And I needed to get the truth out there.
He wasn't very good at getting the truth out there, was he?
Not 100%, no. And when he was going to punch your dumb nose down your stupid throat. I thought that was kind of he was telling everybody it was going to hurt him, even worse when he was working for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's just a thug and a nut.
I don't know who's thuggier or nuttier, though, Tom Arnold or Michael Cohen.
Well, Tom Arnold's just he's a complete fruitcake. That's the way to describe him. Nuttier than a fruitcake.
And very hard when, you spend 10 years taking care of somebody and their family. I always knew, who he was and what he was and so on. But it didn't really matter because he's a small microcosm of New York real estate. It's very different when you start looking to seeing what's happening now in the country.
Right.
In the world.
Now, you wonder, is this a way that Michael Cohen can get something out? This is what my theory is, is that he's in on this, that this is a way for him to get his story out in a different way.
Well, he walked back parts of his guilty pleas, saying that some of the things he pled guilty to, he really isn't guilty of. So that piece, I wouldn't imagine he wants to get out.
No, I think he probably wants that to get out so that maybe does he think maybe he's going to get a pardon? I don't think so. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe that's the goal. The whole thing just seems so weird.
It is. And the thing is that, with all of these people, and you go, well, that Michael Cohen's a bad guy. These are all Trump's people. He brought them all with him. All the, the best people and all that stuff. I mean, this is who we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Everybody looks like a Bond villain or a bad guy from Raiders of the Lost Ark in the entire scene here. I just don't get it. All right, checking in at
number four.
The president, for his part today, mocked the ever-growing field of Democrats seeking his job, claiming that none of them hold a candle to him.
The Democrats
are trying to win 2020. They're not going to win with the people that I see, and they're not going to win against me. The only way they can maybe luck out, and I don't think that's going to happen, it might make it even the opposite, that's what a lot of people are saying, the only way they can luck out is by constantly going after me on nonsense.
Oh, God. Wait, hold on, there's more.
If you want to litigate, go after the DNC, Crooked Hillary, the dirty cops, all of these things, that's what should be litigated, because that was a rigged system. And I'm breaking down, I am breaking down the swamp. If you look at what's happening, they're getting caught, they're getting fired. Who knows what's going to happen from now on, but I hope it's very strong. But if you look at drain the swamp, I am draining the swamp.
Okay. All right. Well, there he is. That's what he has to say, and he shall say it.
Yeah. I mean, you think of with as many, what are you, up to 21 candidates now on the Democrats with Biden?
Yeah, I think Biden would be 20.
Biden would be 21, set to announce tomorrow. They're doing a pretty good job of beating up on each other, and it's only just beginning.
Yeah. The only guy who's above the fray is Pete Buttigieg, and we don't even know because he's speaking French, so we're not sure what he's doing.
He speaks seven languages.
What he's doing. Does anybody need a Farsi interpreter? I can handle this.
Because in
right
South
now.
Bend, that's really helpful, I think, right? To speak all those languages?
Well, that's probably true. Right? Big college town.
Mm-hmm. Classical pianist, Harvard grad, Oxford grad. What can't he do?
Chef.
Have an easy last name to say.
Right.
He's like a reality television star, is what he's like. But one of those PBS reality television stars mm-hmm. that does do everything that you've got. Oh, we have to have such respect for Mayor Pete.
Is it just me, though? Or does he look a little bit like Mr. Bean?
He does.
You see that?
Yeah.
He does.
Mixed with the guy, the character on Mad Magazine.
Oh, yeah.
And the elf on the shelf. He looks
Elf
a little
Newman.
Like the elf
yeah.
on the shelf. I mean, around Christmas time, hope he's still in it, because I think we're going to put him on that Elf in the Shelf costume and see what goes on. I think it works.
Huh. He could probably do that, too, very well.
Hey, look, he's walking across a bridge of toilet paper across the toilet. Wow, look at that. All right, the three, the two, and the one are coming up. But first, let's check in now with Kim, on the web, you'll tell us what's going on the bottom of the hour news.
Chicago police are looking for tips on a rash of overdoses on the west side.
Make Sundays your official night to tour the city. Watch Chicago's Best at 10 p.m., then stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events. See Chicago 10:30 p.m. on WGN-TV.
Checking in on the Top 5-5
at number three.
All right, so David Curley from ABC News spoke with Oscar Munoz, the CEO of United Airlines.
Yep.
And the question really is, how come the flying experience for the vast majority of the flying public has turned from rather pleasant and interesting to a complete bleep show?
When we started flying, it was fun. People wanted to go flying. It's been a chore. Will it be fun again?
I hope so, because, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because it's become so stressful from when you leave wherever you live to get into traffic, to find a parking spot, to get through security, and TSA is doing their best they can. Frankly, by the time you sit on one of our aircrafts in one of our seats, you're just pissed at the world. And I don't care what coffee or cookie or smile I give you, you're just ready to...
What would your message be to passengers who are sometimes frustrated flying?
Somebody asked me, they said, what advice would you give other travelers? I said, empathy.
Yeah, but what about the seats?
Yeah, that's a problem.
Seats keep on getting smaller. Has that stopped? Have we reached the smallest we're going to get?
I think we are nearing a point, certainly, that...
What do you mean, nearing a point?
How come your Wi-Fi doesn't always work?
It's complicated technology, different carriers, different transmission, different aircraft. We will fix that. And frankly, we would stop a lot of our growth if we could just stop and find the right provider and get that done. That's how important Wi-Fi is to us.
It's true.
Wait, isn't that his job to figure that out?
Doesn't sound like there's a lot of answers.
It doesn't sound like he's on it, really. Yeah, we know about that.
Sounds like one of these politicians in the round table. It's a discussion we should have.
No. You know what we should do? Is we should have a blue ribbon committee try to figure out how we should hire a better Wi-Fi company. Well, right. Okay. Then, yeah, see? I can't do that's the sort of thing that I would say to you. You should hire a better Wi-Fi company. No, in their case, he can do that.
Right. He's the CEO.
Did he have a heart attack like 5 minutes on the job?
Oh, God.
Oscar Munoz?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a stressful job. I get it. And I love United. United's a Chicago company, and it's it's such a gigantic institution. Tens of thousands of jobs here related to it.
Sure.
And it is it's important, and I want them to have good, strong leadership. But I don't think this helps. It does suck. Yeah, I know. I totally get it.
It has transformed, though. You think about when you were a kid, going on an airplane, it was like an exciting adventure, and it felt like a fairly fun experience. I don't know if that's just the kid perspective, but it has evolved into sort of just stress from point A to point B.
Yeah. Oh, he's right about that.
And the seats are a problem. Get on that, please, Oscar.
Checking in at
number two.
Maybe you've seen all 21 of the Avengers movies.
Lauren has. No.
Marvel Universe movies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Marvel Expanded Universe movies. Easy. But now, three select AMC theaters in the U.S. are showing them all in a row.
Oh, that could help catch up.
22 movie marathon kicked off last night at 10 a.m. Last night at 10 a.m.? That doesn't make any sense. Started with 2008's Iron Man. And it's going to end with Avengers Endgame more than 24 hours later.
Oh, it goes all the way up through the new one.
Yeah.
So it's not just a prep course. This is my first time
actually doing a marathon. So it's quite interesting, but also quite exhausting as well. For every movie, it's 20 minutes. And like there's a big one. There's only three big breaks. So there was one for 1 hour. This one is for two. And the last one would be a little bit longer than this one.
It's been a rough 24 hours, but pushing through it. Taking little naps here and there, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, but enjoying the movies and can't wait until tomorrow for Endgame.
Yeah, big one. I got your big one for you right here.
It's very Roe Strong of them to power through.
Yeah. And finally,
number one.
What did Jimmy Fallon think about the Kraft Heinz disappointing financial performance?
Oh, some business news here. After a rough couple of months, Kraft Heinz announced that they're getting rid of their CEO. Yeah. And Heinz is going to get him out the only way they know how, flipping him upside down and whacking him in the butt.
The top